Hi, let me tell you something. Do not fucking post me on Instagram like that, son. I'm gonna find a picture of you and I'm gonna post you. And I'm gonna have you, you gonna be ugly. Yeah, dumb shit. Don't play with me like that. Don't ever play with me like that. I'm gonna kill you, bitch. Bitch, don't post me on Instagram like that. Do not do that. Stupid ass. Ugly ass. Big face ass. Ugly ass. That's why you ain't even got no booty. Big stupid ass. Fuck.
I don't need no gun. I beat the shit out one of these niggas, boy. Straight up. Niggas don't want to fight no more.
Hey. You know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay right, dog. One.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nattyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on, fool. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the highest rated podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, aka the People's Champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you lazy, inconsistent, drop once a month on Anchor, don't own your own masters to your own podcast. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my co-host, the lovely, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, like, follow the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. You know, just give us a good rating. We appreciate it. We got a voicemail you can call in to at 347-201-2572. Call the voicemail. We'll play it on the show. You can say whatever you want. We don't care. You know what I'm saying? You can air at your baby mama, air at your baby daddy. You know what I'm saying? Talk about your kids, your job. It doesn't matter. Say it. We'll play it. Don't forget, we got a Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar and get shouted out on the show like our latest Patreons. We have Cody. We got Amon. And we have Tevin. All you guys use your last name, so I'm not going to put it out there like that. But you could just be like Cody, Amon, and Tevin and get shouted out on the show, become a Patreon, supporting all things Nappy Afro. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff over there. I can't even keep up with it. So just go over there and see. It's a lot. And the easiest way you can always support us is by sharing it, retweeting, reblogging it, adding it to your story. Shout out to all y'all to do it. I see it. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Tag us in it when, you know what I'm saying, so I can see all of them. You know, if you're posting your story and you don't tag us, then so I miss some of them. But so tag at Frocast if you're going to put it on your story on Instagram. And you can follow me on Twitter at KingGerm1 on Twitter, or Nappy Afro at Nappy Afro, you know, on Twitter. It's all me. I see it. Woo! Now the pandering's out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
Pretty good. You know, always out here hustling. Trying to manage these kids. Yeah, every day I'm hustling. And trying to, you know, stay on track for back to school because we are reopening.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I mean, amid all these high numbers, they think that throwing these kids into a petri dish is the right thing to do. And
I mean, and it's also my concern for the grown people because, like, the people who are the, you know, K through 12, they going to get nasty, but it's going to probably, most of them going to be all right.
Yeah.
College students, most of them going to be all right unless they're an older person that's coming back to school. But the faculty and staff is the people I'm concerned about because half of us got high blood pressure, diabetes.
Mm.
I mean, niggas got lupus and shit, so it's like...
Niggas at risk.
Yeah, we at high risk. And then you put us in a stressful situation where we got to be trying to remember that if we touch this and did you cough, did somebody get in here doing this, that, and the third, now you got me going crazy. And... I'm possibly going to be susceptible to get sick. It's a lot. It's just a lot.
Pray for them all. As far as my week, man, you know, typical week, man. Just working, getting along, man.
Are you really getting along?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, every day is every day. You know, make it another day. It is what it is, man. Okay. So, you know, just, you know, that's all I can say. It's been a normal week. You know, we did have a service for my dog, Chris. You know what I'm saying? Laid him to rest. And, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. Everything's everything, and, you know, just got to keep moving on, man. Yeah,
just got to keep the...
Yep, keep the memory alive, man. Like I said, bro, like, and the thing is, like, Chris wasn't no sad dude, so we'll be sitting here laughing. So that's why it's like, you know, it's, we always had a good time. So that's why we never, like, had no disagreements or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It was just always on a good vibe with us, man. Good vibrations, man. That's the kind of person he was. So, like I said... From now on, every show's in his memory. I ain't got to tell you. Y'all know, y'all gonna motherfucking know.
Yeah.
That's just how it go. Like that. Yeah, man. Well, let's go ahead and get into this outline, man. We got some fuckery for the week, man. Speaking of school, Harvard announced that all course instruction will be taught online the whole academic year, the 2021 year. And the undergraduate tuition of $49,653 remained the same. Thoughts? Is that not the biggest finesse ever? Like...
And I love it.
You love it?
And I love it. Because the thing is, all of that money has been accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
It's no reason for me to say that tuition changing because I'm still providing you with a quality education. But it's just the fact that you need to get it at your house. There's nothing wrong with that because the teacher still got to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything still got to keep going. So the money that we expected for you all to pay to be here,
mm-hmm.
it's already spent.
Yeah.
So we need that. So okay. It's no need for us to do nothing else because... That money is already allotted for.
Yeah.
But now, I will say it is a little, you know, disheartening for many other people, I'm sure, to find out that they're not going to get a discount because they feel like online is a discounted, you know, service. But it's not.
Mm.
Because I honestly, being in this profession, I feel like you get more work out of me when I'm home.
Mm.
Because people really think that all you do is sit by your computer waiting for them to send you something, to ask for something, and you're supposed to respond within 5 or 10 minutes or you're not doing your job.
Mm.
So it's like, when I wasn't doing shit at the office,
it
was okay because you saw me.
Yeah.
So now you know at least I'm there.
Mm.
But when you can't see me, you find tedious tasks for me to complete. And if I don't complete them in a short period of time, you will be left to assume that I ain't doing nothing. But I mean, my thing is, education is a big business. And mm-hmm. the people are not finna short their dollars simply because of the fact that y'all feeling some type of way, you feeling slighted about the education being done online. I mean, because for one, teachers got to really go hard.
Yep.
Because if you can't keep your student engaged when you're in front of them, you know they're going to be off task or multitasking.
All kind of windows open up on that damn computer.
When you over the screen.
They muted your ass. They looking at fucking ago. YouTube videos.
They just here for the video quiz.
The
attendance quiz.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they there for. So, but I think they got to get their money. I wish that most people would follow their lead as far as go ahead and making it online because it's too much of a gamble.
Yeah.
It's too much of a gamble. And especially if my school are going and put out that y'all don't want the kids to come back after Thanksgiving. But why you want them to come in August? Because they done been all kind of places since then. And so when they come in August, they bringing all their germs with them. So then when they leave and go home for Thanksgiving, you don't want them to come back till the new year. But we just don't know. And so they coming up with all these ridiculous plans that aren't really plans and aren't very well thought out.
I just don't understand. It's crazy. But yeah, Harvard, shout out. Send that money. Your kids going to Harvard. Crimson Tide or whatever they call it. The Crimson. I don't know. Shout out to them, man. Biggest finessers of the year.
Yeah, I like it because, like I said. Of course you do. I'm just saying, like, why I got to lose money? Because you still getting what you came for. You came here for education. You didn't come here to sit in my face. Mm. So, I mean, even though that's not what you might want, that's what you're getting. So, it's all good.
I got you, man. So, wow. I'd be mad as a motherfucker, though. I'd be like, yo, this is not the Harvard education. I need to sit here and look at my 70-year-old professor that's been professing for 40 years and teaching the same lectures from memory. I need to have that. I want to sit in the class. Let you know.
They got this man here. The mascot's supposed to be Handsome Dan. He's a...
They're the Crimson.
Pilgrim or something.
Yeah, they're the Crimson, ain't they?
They don't say the Crimson. It just says the Pilgrim.
No, but their mascot is the...
This?
No. You look up Harvard.
I did.
That's what he's called, but their school is the Crimson.
This is a real bulldog named Handsome.
Why is Harvard called the Crimson?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, I was just trying to fact check you because you was trying to tell you something. I didn't want you to be out here lying to the people.
No, I called them Crimson Tide. I know that's Alabama.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I don't think
they're just Crimson. Yeah. Okay,
well, we'll work with that. That sounds good.
Speaking of things that sound good, Kanye West is running for president.
And that sounds horrible.
I believe Kanye going to get a lot of votes. I really do. Because I could call somebody right now. This is a youth, my dog KT. But anyway, Kanye West announced that he's running for president in 2020. And how you feel about that?
He need to sit his behind down somewhere. That's just like the dumbest thing ever. We don't need a distraction. This is already a shit show. Like, come on. Come on.
What you call it, you think it's a distraction?
Yeah, why would he get votes enough to, he won't get enough votes to win. He would never get enough votes to win.
Listen, it's a lot of.
Never.
It's a lot of 18 to 22 year olds out there. A lot.
Kanye West hasn't done enough stuff recently.
That might register to vote just to fuck up some shit. You don't understand, these kids are young and dumb. If they come together, the 18 to 22s, and vote, they might can swing some shit. Because think about the most people to vote is 50 years and over. That's the most, the voting block is the 50-year-old and over. And I think the kids can steal that shit, bro.
I don't think so.
It's giving you an alternative to Biden or Trump.
But he's a moron. He supported Trump. So how are you coming out and trying to run against him?
What if that
him?
Was all a ruse? Just to get in the inside and get it some, wasn't. You know, get some niggas. Look how many niggas they didn't got out of jail from fucking with Trump. Think about it. It could have been a ruse. And Kanye West, hey, listen, he may be a viable opponent.
He is not viable anywhere. The man is crazy.
He's no crazier than the other two guys.
I mean, he not, but I mean, why give it to somebody who don't have nothing? He don't have
nothing. We just did that 4 years ago.
I didn't do that because I didn't vote for him.
I'm just saying the country did.
No.
We named him president.
Somebody. I didn't have anything to do with that.
So I think it's fair game now. Why Kanye can't be president?
All I can say is what is his platform? He has none.
Do we need one?
I would like for him to have one if you're going to be out here talking about
the man made Jesus Walks. Like, that's his platform right there. He could just rap Jesus Walks for us.
No, he can't.
He can rap through the wire.
We need way more than that from him.
He can rap a lot of things and then just like, I mean,
that bitch
famous.
We don't need somebody to rap. I don't need anybody to rap to me. I need somebody to do some real stuff. He need to be able to stop police officers from killing black people.
I think Kanye could do that.
And not going to jail.
I think Kanye could do that.
Nigga, please.
I think he can do it better than Biden or Trump.
He can't do shit. Ain't nobody listening to him?
If he the president, you going to have to listen.
They're not.
Like, they thought it was a game when Donald Trump said he was running for president. They said, this nigga Donald Trump running for president. And then this nigga won. Kanye might
win. It won't happen again.
Listen.
It won't happen again.
I mean, if he's stealing votes from anybody, he's stealing votes from Biden. We all know that. If he could just steal a couple of Republican votes, Kanye might could do something.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, remember, Harambe got votes last time. Yes, Harambe got votes. So you really don't think people were dumb enough to vote for a dead motherfucking gorilla that wasn't even a U.S. citizen? And you really think that Kanye not getting some votes? Oh, Kanye getting some votes.
Kanye not getting no votes.
Shit.
He not getting no votes. I mean, how is he going to get on the ticket? They going to have to write him in.
Right in, yeah. The right in, because he can't get on the ticket. The only thing going to be on the ticket is going to be the independent. Well, he can go independent, he can get on the ticket.
Choppy, this is just a... Like I said, it's just for the rich people to throw their head in there and say, I got enough money, I can run for president. Something to waste and put on my taxes, write off on my taxes or something.
Nah, I mean,
he don't even want this for real.
Yes, he does.
No, he does not.
He said it a while back, and we thought he was joking.
He ain't wanted this
for real. And now he really did it. And I mean...
I don't know why you sound like you impressed. That's some bullshit.
I am impressed. Because I'm impressed by, like, how many people going to vote for him.
They're not.
I'm thinking about voting stupid. For him.
Okay. Moving right along.
I'm thinking about voting for him.
Okay, well, you do what you do. You do what you do. That's all I can tell you. Because that's dumb as hell. That's a wasted trip to the polls.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Who? You smoke too much reefer.
No, I'm not. I'm just serious. I'm just saying, like, I think he'll have a black agenda.
He ain't got no agenda. He married to somebody that ain't black. So, that ain't no agenda.
I mean, Trump married somebody that ain't black. Biden married somebody that ain't black.
But they not black, nigga. What are you talking about? You don't make no sense.
But I'm just saying, but you saying like...
I'm saying he's a black man married to somebody else. Therefore, he don't have no black agenda. He don't have a black agenda.
They about to get a divorce, though.
They're not. Yeah. So, it don't even matter. At this point, it's stupid and he wasting our time. Mm. Like, he gonna get in there and say what? What he gonna say? He gonna get on social media and tell us why we should vote for him? Because he's not getting invited to anybody's rallies.
He going to start his own rallies.
Nobody need to be coming to see that. That's some bullshit. He better put it on a Zoom somewhere because whatever. He better use social media because that's the only thing he going to be to do. Do a little video and post it somewhere.
Oh, man.
Kanye West need to go sit down. For real.
So, I take it that you're not on Yeezy for Prez 2020. Wow.
No.
Well, Queen Germ's not on board.
I'm definitely not on board.
Good luck to you, Yeezy, man. Good luck to you, man. The big news of the past week, man, it was August Alsina and coming out saying that hinting. He didn't say it directly. Well, actually, he did. He said him and Jada had a relationship and had Will's blessing. And that opened up a lot of dialogue, a lot of jokes and everything like that. You know, some people said he had an album coming out, so that's why he did it. A lot of people said that August just fell in love with an older woman, you know, blase, squaze. Then they got people looking at Will and Jada's relationship, and it got me to thinking, not me per se, but me to think about this topic. As far as marriages, like a lot of concessions are made in marriages to keep marriages going, and how far would you be willing to go to keep up your marriage and the image of your marriage being good? Like, for instance, if you, like, this is all rumor, this is all allegedly, so I'm going to say allegedly one time. It's allegedly that Will and Jada are swingers. It's alleged that, you know, Will likes men, you know what I'm saying? It's alleged that, you know, Jada doesn't. So they, you know, have
an open marriage. So she likes men too?
Or yeah, she likes men and, you know.
She likes women too.
She might like some women too, but it's known that Will like men, you know what I'm saying? So, all is alleged. So, but they make concessions in their marriage to, you know, they have an open marriage. So, are there any concessions that you would, just to keep the image of the marriage up, would you do? Like, you know how some, like the Gillums and stuff like that, how, you know, to keep up the image?
No.
So you wouldn't allow, like, you know.
No.
None?
No.
You just said it so matter-of-factly.
I mean, because you talking about stuff where the man is sleeping with other men. If you sleeping with other men, you need to be with the men you like. Because I can't compete with that.
But for image-wise, we got to stay together, though.
We don't have nothing. I mean, like, if we were a power couple.
A power couple, yes.
I still don't know because, to me, I don't know. When you have kids, that changes, like, the playing field for me. Because mm-hmm. there's some stuff that I would do when it's just me and a person. That I just don't see myself doing when you have kids because your kids are always watching even when they're not saying nothing when you think you're doing a good job of hiding stuff.
Yeah.
So to me, to bring them kids up like that, that's just a little too much to be doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, because what is the loss? What are you losing if you say that we can't be together for real? Like, why even say we still married? If you're just saying be married on paper because you don't want to lose no money, say that. Let's be married on paper and you can be with who you want to be with. I can be with who I want to be with. Because if you got to sneak, that's another thing to me. Today's society is so allowing for people to be themselves. Mm-hmm. Why hide anymore? Like, there's no reason for them or anybody to feel like for me to be taken seriously or for me to do what I do, I have to pretend to be in this heterosexual relationship. If you just happen to be bisexual, okay, we say we had an open marriage. We ain't got to tell nobody else nothing else. Mm-hmm. Just be respectable about it, because if you out here playing around with August Alsina, because y'all got pictures with filters and shit on it, so you know this was going on.
Well, they took him in the house, or this was the story. He was having some issues, and so he was like a family friend. He lived with them and everything.
And he was in pictures with her and her churn and all that. But at the end of the day, the man didn't make this up. Mm-hmm. Every one of these rumors that come out, it started with a little bit of truth. Yeah. So, or maybe a lot, but whatever. It's some truth in there.
Yeah.
So the man ain't just jump off the cliff and say, oh, I spent the night at their house one night, and now all of a sudden, I'm her boyfriend or whatever, and she threw me away. Mm-hmm. Something happened.
Yeah.
That made this man think that him and this lady had a relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, what the terms were, we would never know. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, this boy didn't just jump out there and say, oh, me and this lady was going together, and now it's nothing, and he feeling some type of way. Yeah, he probably just got his feelings hurt. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But when you talk about concessions to keep up the image, it's no image nowadays that you got to keep up. Everybody can be whatever they want to be. So you
not exactly.
You can. Because the only people who got to fake it, I would say, would probably be preachers. And in some cases, they're doing
politicians.
Not even politicians. Like, why would a politician have... We know y'all crooked. So, hell, if you came out and said that you was gay or bisexual or whatever...
Yeah, but
what would be the backlash?
But if you had this family image and you were really...
But you your go-to set of voters are the people who you pandering with the idea that you can relate. Man. You can relate to them. Yeah. But half of them shit fucked up. So, I don't understand why...
People, but that's not, you know how it is. If you vote for somebody, you want your person to be
perfect.
You know, yeah, almost like, oh, he got it. Just, I feel good giving him my vote. He's a family man. She's a family woman. Or they go to the church. They're Christians. They have religion. You know, whatever. I see him at the games. Or you want to relate to your person you're voting for. So if your person is, you know what I'm saying, you are a Bible thumper, and the guy you want to vote for is
in an open marriage.
An open marriage, or, you know, that's not going to sit right with you, because you're like, oh, it's more his values. You know, your values.
Yeah, but you ain't got no values no way. Them people, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you can paint the perfect picture, but the people doing all kinds of stuff in the background, so it don't really matter. So what your concessions are?
Oh, no. Nah, I mean, I wouldn't be, like, if you came to me and was just like, listen, okay, this is the question. Do you feel like you can be in love with, like, your soulmate, like me and you soulmates, but it's like, you still want to have your things, but we love each other, and it's just like, when we together, it's great, but it's like, we feel like, why just limit our love to each other? We have so much love, you know, to spread around, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, you know, could you see, like...
That's only rich people problem. When you regular people don't have them type of problems. Regular people don't have that type of time. You ain't got that kind of time. You ain't got that kind of money. You ain't got that kind of resources for you to have time to be talking about you loving nobody else. This here is exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have time for nobody else.
Mm.
So in a regular relationship, hell no. Ain't no concessions to be made. Because by the time I finish fooling with you and these children, ain't nothing left to give nobody else. So hell no, you can't have nobody else, because I can't have nobody else, because I'm tired. Mm. So no. But I guess when you're rich and you got somebody cooking food for you, cleaning your damn house and shit, hell, you might have time to have a fling every couple of months.
Yeah.
But you ain't got time for that in the regular people life. Shit, your feet hurting, you're tired, you got high blood pressure. Shit, you ain't got time to be worried about fucking nobody else. Like, even on a weekend.
Mm.
1 weekend a year. I mean, at best. But hell, I don't see how you got time for that. So, no.
Well, now, if you got like a mistress, it's the difference with mistress and a side piece. You know what I'm saying? And mistress is the woman that you take care of, and, you know, she stays, she plays her position, you know, she might, you know, but then the side piece, you know, you just get her whenever, I guess, you know, it's two different.
That's what that is?
Yeah, it's two different levels. You got a mistress and a side piece. A mistress is like your second wife. You, like, you married to her too, you know what I'm saying? And then your side piece is just your side piece.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how it's looking.
Yeah, I haven't been either one.
Well, no, I'm just, me neither.
I don't know the terms.
So yeah, I'm just, you know, the difference. So... Looks like you're not good for any concessions, you know what I'm saying?
No,
so,
I mean, it's no need.
But I just don't understand, like, these new people think that, like, that's a, like, they don't think, like, you being in love with one person is ideal. They think, like, that's not, and I'm just like, what do you mean? Like,
I mean, it's only, I mean, I just feel like people, people like what they like.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is be honest with the person when they coming into the stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't you have the idea that, oh yeah, I'm going to have me a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
And then the person that you with thinking that we monogamous. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I would say. But when you talking about trying to put on for other people, I just really believe that in today's society, it's so many things that are given the okay. So to me, unless you out here doing some very bizarre type stuff, just to say you gay or to say that you bisexual, I don't see like that's out there. You know what I'm saying? It's not so far off the norm because, I mean, it's happening everywhere. So it's not like it's something that somebody should be cringing about. Like, oh my God, I can't believe this is this. So I'm like, okay, he's bi or so they got an open marriage. It shouldn't be nothing that you got to put on for. I mean, because Jada, people had talked about Jada being with Tupac and all these other people and stuff like that. So I'm like, if she been tossed around before, then why are we worried about what he doing?
She been with Will for a long time.
She has been with Will for a long time, but that's just only because...
Man, Will been working a lot out of the country.
Mm. And you don't know who she been with. Mm. They just knew how to shut him out. August Alsina didn't.
Mm. Fell in love with that old thing.
And the man said he had some problems. So
but then, because, you know, he said he got like a new girl or something like that, and she got mad, and I don't know. It was just a whole, like, he made a whole song about it.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, you know, but, you know, I hope all this went because of the album coming out.
It probably is.
But
it probably got a little something to do with it.
All this made me think, I saw this tweet today, and it was a story about this dude, and he caught his girl cheating. But here's the story. I want to read it to y'all.
Okay.
I said, when this dude got to the crib, only his wife's car was there. So he said he felt good until he heard Trey Songz playing in the background. Shaking my head. He opened the back door and walked in on her sucking his boy off, who, get this, happens to be their oldest son's godfather. He said he ain't know if to start whooping ass or crying, so he chilled and asked what the fuck is going on. Long story short, they've been fucking around on and off for like 15 years on the low. They decided to crush this nigga's soul even more by letting him know that his oldest son, who was 12, ain't his. That nigga is the godfather's kid, and that they tried telling him, but it was hard. She made dude the godfather so he could see his son. Shit is fucked up. Then they said, so fucking tragic. He said the reason he never got back to me, he said the dude said I was worried because I know he keep a stick on him and didn't want him catching the case, was because his ass passed out and hit his head, so they called an ambulance and he was in the emergency room the whole time. Oh, man. So listen, that's a horrible fucking story. Like, you come home, you see your old lady sucking your homeboy's dick, your son's godfather, then you find out you the fucking godfather, and he the father, goddamn. And then you, they been fucking for 15 years? Like, goddamn, nigga, like, oh my God. I mean, I know we heard this story before thousands of times, but I just...
But that's why I tell people be thinking like, you know, you got to trust people in your circle, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. But I don't feel like my sisters and my brothers, like, you know, blood relatives are ever going to do anything like this because that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about friends, we friends, and I like to think some of us would have been like family, but when we ain't blood relatives, man, I'm not finna have you around my man all kind of ways. Like, Some of this stuff we cause on ourselves. Because you be done sent the man around there to take the girl. Oh, yeah, I forgot. She left her such and such and such over here. Or I went to the store and picked up blah, blah, blah. So I'm sending you errands where y'all can spend time together, basically.
Mm.
Or your man's, you know, oh, run this by my homeboy house and stuff like that. Some of them things you ain't even got no business doing because you opening the door. Because the person done noticed that they liked the person a long time ago. So if y'all friends and y'all have been around each other, the person was just waiting for the nigga to be by themselves. So then they can go on and see whether you're going to take the bait or what.
Mm-hmm.
That's what grimy people do. And now you thought this person was your friend. This person is a child daddy that you've been raising. Like, what type of shit is that?
For 12 years.
And my thing is...
Made him the godfather so he could see his kid.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, that's... Ooh, shit.
And it's fucked up. And to me, somebody got to die.
I mean,
to be honest, somebody got to get their ass whooped real good.
I'm shooting everybody in the kneecaps. Everybody getting pop, pop, her and him. Both of them getting shot. Because if I got to feel the pain the rest of my life, y'all gonna feel some pain every time you goddamn take a step.
I can't.
I'm telling you, man, that's fucked up, bro. They're like, that shit hurt my soul today when I read that shit. Because I thought about, like, God damn. Because I ain't never been attracted to none of my homeboy girls because you my homeboy girl. Like, ain't never been nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially my homeboys. Like, I look at their girls like, you know, my sister, your family.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? And it'll never be like that. Question. Have any of your homegirls, boyfriends tried to holler?
No.
Okay, so you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I even
you
like
said too many home something, but yeah, yeah, any of my friends men
try to holler, no grimy shit. Okay, that's cool, cause that right there, man, that gotta hurt, bro. Like, this nigga passed the fuck out, hit his fucking head, nigga. Like, this nigga with anxiety just took over. Woo, shit. I would have seen red, bro. Like, I just would have went on a blank fest and just killed everything, nigga. Kids.
Everything.
Not like, bro. Kids. Everything, not nigga. Kids. I would have been. Not everything would have been getting stabbed up, nigga. It just been.
I can't.
That's all. But yeah,
like
heard.
For real. Now, that's not acceptable. Like,
no, at all.
I mean, and then my thing is, it's already bad enough that you did the deed, but you can't do that shit at my house.
Nah, bro.
Like. I can't never walk in on nothing.
What?
Because like, if y'all been keeping it quiet for 15 years, y'all need to keep y'all it quiet.
Been like, what am I doing here, bro? Like, what the fuck? Y'all been fucking for 15 years, nigga? Like, what the? Nigga, I'm like, okay, our oldest son is 12, so, you know.
Y'all been together before we was together.
You heard me. Y'all been fucking your whole life. Nigga, like, what? He was your first and only forever, God.
You're like, why y'all ain't together?
I mean, whoosh. I hope, man, God. I hope y'all weren't married, my nigga. Because if you was married, like, this
they was married, y'all.
That's going to be even worse, man. Speaking of more terrible news, man. I was also on Twitter, man. Let me read this tweet to y'all, bro. This shit right here is wild. I just want to know, Queen Germ, as a woman, how would you feel about this? You go over a man's house, you know what I'm saying? You and him, y'all hanging out, you know what I'm saying? He telling you to come through, you know, you was like, all right, bet, I'm going to come through and holler at you. You know what I'm saying? Let me find the tweet, bro, because this shit was wild. The dude basically said he sleeps butt naked with a t-shirt on.
And a girl, butt naked.
And a girl came over there and called him Winnie the Pooh. But my whole thing was, a dude sleeping like that is wild as a motherfucker. Like, that just, I just don't understand how.
Maybe, you know, he had his upper body get real cool.
I don't give a fuck. A dude sleeping in just a t-shirt and no fucking drawers is wild as fuck.
So if he was sleeping completely naked, you wouldn't see nothing wrong with it.
That's fine, but just a t-shirt?
But just a t-shirt?
Okay, is the t-shirt, like, fit to you, or is it too big? Like, that's...
Like a nightgown?
Is it, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it big like a nightgown, or is it fit to... You sitting there walking, like, with a fitting t-shirt? Like, what the fuck kind of... Nigga, that shit wild as fuck,
bro. Said he trying to be like Winnie the Pooh. I'm all right with that.
No, the girl called. He said, this girl came over to spend the night, and I sleep naked with just a t-shirt on. And she said I dressed like Winnie the Pooh. He said, bruh, she hurt my feelings so bad. I was up till like 4 a.m. thinking about that comment. Like, nigga, like, you deserve
well,
that
Well, I'm glad she got you thinking about it, because maybe you'll start putting on some boxers or something, because that right there is not a turn on.
I mean, this nigga had a t-shirt, and I mean, what the like that, just what? Like, that's wild as fuck. Like,
that, that's something else. Man. I ain't like never seen that.
How you sleep like that, bro? With just a t-shirt, no.
I'm
drugs.
Telling you, he might. You know what I'm saying? The air gets on, bro. So he need it for his arm, but he don't need it for the bottom part.
That shit backwards as fuck. You sleep with no shirt on and some drawers. You don't sleep with a shirt on and no drawers. Like, nigga. That's what's wrong with these new niggas, bro. These new niggas is like, they ain't got granddaddies, bro. Nobody straightened them out, man. Well, look, man. Uncle Germ is here to tell you, nigga, you living wrong, my nigga. Like, that shit is fucking ridiculous. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
He said he just wants
nigga
to be
said,
comfortable.
I'm glad that girl called him Winnie the Pooh, nigga. That shit made my day, nigga. I was laughing. Because... What kind of shit is that? Like, so you go over a nigga house, and you know, that's how he sleep. Like, you know, like the first time me and you slept together, like we spent the night or whatever, and I was like, oh, you know, this is how I sleep. I would like
that would have threw the mood all the way off, because I wouldn't know how to take that.
Mm.
Like, I mean, I'm just like, if that's what he do, that's what he do. But it does look strange. It looks very strange.
Yeah, that's wild as hell. So niggas, don't do that shit. Dudes, have some fucking respect for yourselves. Don't do that shit. It's TV talk time. The Chi happened. Did we watch this week?
We did.
What happened on the show this week? Fill me in, Queen Germ.
They still ain't got the child. They still ain't got the girl.
Keisha's still missing. But we got a support group behind her led by Jason's mom. She...
Kind of.
Yeah, she leading the support group, but the support group don't want to give her no support because they found out that Keisha had a Finsta and she was half naked and she was fast, so they feel like she just ran off with some man or whatever like that.
Yep.
So they don't want to throw the support behind her. And so Kevin's mom and were at the and stepmother were at the support group, and they got all defensive because, you know, the cold shoulder from the support group. So, you know, but thanks to Jason's mom, I can't remember her name. She still invited her to the thing to speak at the vigil they had, you know what I'm saying, for Keisha. You know, so they was just spreading the word, getting papers out there, asking people, Emmett wearing the shirt at Sonny's, and, you know, it's just a lot going on. Emmett, as far as Emmett, since we brought him up, the cooking girl came, and they did their first little run. She ain't had no help, and business was booming. And
it was a mess.
And it was just like the time-wise it was going on. So Emmett, the night thing has to, they're going to have to work on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she got
to
get her some help, because otherwise they're going to have to get shut down, because nobody going to be able to get no food. The people, it's taking her 30, 40 minutes to get people their order.
She cooking everybody shit by hand to order. Like,
that's dumb.
You got to tell people, like, yo, like, you can't fry shit like that to order. Cook mac and cheese to order. Ribs to order. Like, if you got shit done,
you
got
to have five damn things on the menu. That's it.
Exactly.
You ain't in there but for 6 hours anyway. More than likely your thing gonna shut down and y'all got to get ready for the next day at Sunday. So just go ahead and just say, we got a few items, these are the things you can pick from, and call it a day, because otherwise you're gonna burn yourself in the ground.
I think she gonna fuck around with Sunny chicken recipe and gonna change the chicken up, and that's how it's gonna all come
get out.
Like, girl, what's going on here? Whatever, like that. We're gonna see that. I think that's gonna happen, because Sonny, he was already, you know what I'm saying, feeling front, you know, he was feeling some a certain type of way when she told him, you ever thought about soaking your chicken in buttermilk? He like, girl, I've been fried chicken before you was around. Like, we ain't that wrong about chicken. You know, everybody loves Sonny's chicken.
It could be better.
Yeah.
And she gonna end up fucking Emmett too.
Of course. She asked the nigga to pull his meat out first time she met him. Like, come on. Like, she going, he's getting that.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
Emmett going to have another baby mama.
And that's going to be a mess.
Speaking of baby mamas, Emmett, his baby mama, they conned his mama to letting him move into her apartment. And now, you know, Emmett's back in the house. You know what I'm saying? She didn't even want that nigga know where she lived at. And now this nigga that moved in, you know what I'm saying? She playing
him and the baby mama
and little EJ. And so, you know, she's playing counselor and helping them get their shit together. So that's good on that front. As far as her, you know, did she? No, she ain't going on no date. Oh, yeah,
she
yeah.
She did. It was
yeah.
Like a little
one
snippet.
Of the co-workers asked out. You know, they went to a bar, you know, like a white dude or Mexican or something like that.
Yeah,
I think it's Latino.
Yeah.
He's had an accent. So, you know, as far as Emmett mama, like I said, Papa and, what's her name? Kamaya? Oh, no. It starts with M. Maisha.
Yeah.
They went on their little, you know, they walk into school.
Other,
yeah, they all in love and shit.
Kevin about to get his head blown off, coming to get his sister. The man said that, you know, he had heart or whatever, but the girl wasn't there. Then
Luke James' character, Reg's brother, him and his girlfriend run up in the spot, and they see like a lot of abuse going on in there. And so the girlfriend, she feeling some type of way. She
having flashbacks.
Yeah,
or
she want to go in there and free everybody, but he like, nah, that ain't the mission we on.
Mm-mm.
But you know, that's like after she seen it, she can't let it go. So now she really want to run back up in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? But it's a little too dangerous. You know?
Yeah, because them niggas is going to kill them the next time they come back.
Yeah.
They ain't even got to worry about it.
And then, like, did I say about the rumor about Reg last week?
I don't think so.
Okay, so the rumor about Reg was, that was actually the role that Luke James was playing was supposed to be Reg's role, but Reg didn't feel comfortable being in scenes in a relationship with a transgender person. And so I guess that they said that's a rumor why Reg got cut off. Now, it's all a rumor, but
I think he put out a video.
Oh, he did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, did he say that?
He alluded to that.
Oh, okay.
Because he was talking about the fact that, you know, the people, a lot of the people are from Chicago, and he is too, and the writer is, and she happens to be lesbian or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was just saying, like, the role that, the way that the show was going or something like that, he couldn't do. And I guess he didn't want to give up, you know, so much of detail
sound,
because he didn't
want
to sound like he was just against
phobic
whatever.
Is what they would label you.
he was saying he wants y'all to continue to support the show and all of that stuff like that.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's fair? So I also read another tweet today. This was real.
You're too happy today.
Well, I mean, you know, I do, you know, you kinda be like, on the Twitters. Yeah, but let me see. Where is
your president.
Let me see. Where was it at? But anyway, the girl said that you're transphobic if you won't date a transgendered person.
You and that's okay though. But that you can call it what you want. But if that's not what my desire is, I shouldn't have to. I shouldn't be forced. It's not an equal opportunity dating thing. Because if that's the case, I should be able to marry a celebrity just because I feel like I'm attracted to somebody. And I want to be with them. You know what I'm saying? Like you making it seem like this is an equal opportunity dating thing. Some people don't like fat people. They won't never date a fat person. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna be mad because if I'm on the market and somebody tell me, oh, I don't date people that's your complexion, or I don't date people that's your size. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What I'm gonna do if that person say they don't want to date somebody because they used to be something, and you know what I'm saying, they've transitioned. Okay,
but this is what the tweet actually said. It says, not wanting to date trans women stems from y'all not viewing them as real women. And it did real in quotation marks. So, yes, your preference is transphobic. So,
that's okay.
So, that's like, that's saying, so, I'm homophobic if I don't want to date a gay man.
Thank
man.
You. And so that's
I'm
exactly homophobic. What that means.
My preference is homophobic because I won't date a man.
Yeah.
Is that... Like, that doesn't make sense.
That has no basis for me.
Yeah, like, I don't, that makes sense. When people say things like that, I think that's is ridiculous because it's like, you attracted who you attracted to. And you know what
you
I'm saying?
You pass by.
Am I skinny phobic because I don't like skinny women?
I guess so.
Thin phobic, what would you call that?
I guess so, whatever the appropriate politically correct terminology would be. But my thing is, this is the problem that I have with people. Mm-hmm. Is the fact that you can't push an agenda on somebody. If they don't like it, they don't like it.
Yeah.
Period. It has nothing to do with somebody thinking whether somebody is a real woman or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the problem, that's okay. If you were not born a woman, somebody does not have to say, because that's what you look like now, mm-hmm. regardless of what you've done to yourself, if that's the part of you that they want to connect to,
mm-hmm.
and it's not there, then they have the right mm-hmm. to not deal with it. The thing that I don't like is the fact that people will impersonate
mm-hmm.
a gender, and then when people who don't notice it or don't pick up on all of the clues find out, you mad. Or you got the flip side. People who knew what they was getting themselves into, they don't want nobody else to know that they deal with you, and then when they come out, now they mad. Mm-hmm. You can't have it both ways. So either you in or you out.
Mm-hmm.
But don't force the idea on somebody, because saying that they're not real women, all kind of people gonna have their feelings about that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you have to be realistic. The way we have all been, most people have been trained, have been taught, whatever, your gender assignment when you were born has a lot to do with what you claim to identify with. You have to put that out there if you're going to say, I was born this, I'm now this. Mm. People, the person you're dealing with needs to know that.
Mm. Okay.
So don't say that we don't think you're a real woman.
What did you think? When you met me at this club, why wouldn't you think I was like,
No. You could just like being in this environment.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, like I said, I know we got way out from the shot, but it kind of morphed into this because this season is a lot of more...
A lot more
LGBT. It's more LGBTQ issues more than it is like social issues with the Shy. Like before with the Shy, it was like people getting killed, blah, blah. Like, you know, now
she got
like,
an audience, and now she wants to push.
Yeah, now like every episode has been, you know, something showing the plight of
gay people.
You know what I'm saying? Which is cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? I get it, but it's like, you know, I mean, I ain't got no problem with it. You know what I'm saying? It's just that. That character is very, like, the Luke James character is, because he's a killer, but he's dating a girl that used to be a guy, and it's like, you know, they don't really mess with him. I guess they feel like he's like an outlaw on the streets because, you know, I don't know if they knew about his preference or not, but I think when that comes out, like, it's going to be even
it's
more him.
Yeah, because
I think
lot.
Something's going to happen to his girlfriend, and that's what's going to drive him fucking crazy. Like, he's just going to go nuts, and he's going to turn to Omar or some shit like that, but... You know what I'm saying? I think we did a good job covering the Shy this week. You know, it's always a good show. Check it out. Showtime Sundays. Yeah, that's all for The Chi. Did you watch anything this week? No?
Something I said that wasted my time. I was trying to find it on Netflix. It was supposed to have been some kind of comedian or something.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, I remember what you were talking about. Yeah. I did finish Riverdale, the last season of Riverdale.
Okay.
Shorty, I know you're listening. I know you watch Riverdale. That last scene, I need you to explain it to me. Like, when they was all standing around the body with all the little faces, I forgot what they call it, a snuff film or whatever. Explain that to me. I'm fucking lost now. What the fuck happened on Riverdale, man? What the fuck happened? So, Shorty, let me know about that, man. Or Queen Jern looks that up.
No, I mean, I can't find it. It was like somebody's comedy show. And it was, like I said, it was really a big waste of my time because it was terrible. And I really wanted it to be good. And therefore, I watched it, but I can't find it. So it's all good, though. It's whatever.
Hey, okay. Well, that's that. Well, it's time for the Bad Black Cinema. Like I said, y'all, this is the third week. We're getting better.
I don't think so.
I think so, man.
But if this will keep us from beating up people for the baby, I could do this, I guess.
Yes. So you're going to have to, you know, I don't understand. Babies beating up people for us. That's what it was doing.
But, oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it was.
Yeah, but you vetoed that one. You didn't want no parts of it except for the name me. But this Bad Black Cinema, every week we act out a scene. This week, let's get a little more action in it. Let's get more feeling. You know what I'm saying? Let's not sound so monotone, Queen Germ. Because this week, we are asking for an open relationship. Would you like to ask for the open relationship? Would you like me to be the one asking for the open relationship? I think you asking for it would be more fun because if I ask, you're just going to be like, no, 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 and it's not going to be good. So
okay.
I think you should ask this time.
Okay, all right? Sounds good to me.
So ready, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, babe, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, babe? How you doing, man? Just, you know, taking it easy. Just got
how
bored.
Was your day?
It was all right, man. You know, just working hard. You know how it is, man. Wow, what's up, babe? How was your day?
My day was pretty good.
Okay.
I was wondering.
Okay.
Now, you know, the kids are getting older.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been together for quite some time now.
Yeah, we've been together for a long time.
Yeah, 19 years.
19 years. That's a good time, man.
It's a long time.
19 good years, too, man.
Yeah, nothing wrong with
nothing.
It.
You know, you're an apple of my eye. I love you to death. Wow, what's up?
And you're the apple of mine as well.
Okay.
But my thing is, I think we can spice it up a little bit. Because if we... That means both of us, choose to embark upon this new journey together. I think it will make us, like, the next 19 go by even faster.
Now, when you say new journey, what you talking about?
Like, if I had a friend and you had a friend.
I mean, you got plenty of friends. Like, what you mean? I got friends. What you talking about?
I'm talking about, like, friends that we can trust in a different way. Like, a mutual, well, not mutual, because you would have your person and I would have my person.
Hold on. You would have your person, I would have my person. What you mean by that?
Like, if we were to have an open relationship.
Open?
To where,
open,
you know.
Open to what?
Open to date other people.
Open to date other people, but what we decided not to do that when we got married.
But I'm just saying, like, now that we've been in this relationship for this length of time.
And ain't you happy? Is you happy?
You kind of.
Okay, so what's the problem?
I think I'll be more happy if I was able to date other people.
What you need to date other people for? What you need to explore for?
This has been kind
of... Who, your daughter explorer? Like, no. What's going on?
No, I'm just...
I mean, what you looking for out here? Like, I mean...
I'm not looking for anything.
So what you mean you need to date other people? Like...
I need to.
For what reason?
I'm no longer requesting, I'm just telling you.
I'm not giving you what you need?
We won't have to say all of that. If you give me...
I provide for you everything. Well, what else do you need that you're not getting that you think you need to explore, Dora?
Because, because there are other things that I think I can connect with another individual on.
I mean...
I feel like, you know, spiritually, I can have a person that we can be intertwined in that level, and my needs for that companion would be met.
So you're saying another man to go to church with you?
He could.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking that. And what else? So basically, it's like I have some nigga to take off some of the stress of
yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I mean,
and I will allow you to have a female that you can do what you.
What if I don't want to have one? No other person. What if I'm cool? Like I'm good. Like,
but you okay with me having a person?
I mean, if that that'll keep you happy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But
well, we need to sign a line.
I just don't feel like this is all necessary. But if this will keep you happy, then it is what it is. And if it will take some stress off of my back, I'm all for it.
Okay. So I'm stressful, is what you're saying.
Nah, life is stressful. But so like, when you make sure you nag him like you nag me. It can't be all rosy on that side. Like if you mad, he gonna have to get some of the anger too. Like when you want to just talk about your day and tell me about your job and people at your job and then we know.
You think so?
You gonna have to call him too.
Okay, I'll make sure I call him.
He gonna have to get some of.
I'm gonna make sure I call him.
He gonna have to get a lot of the stress too. You know what I'm saying? He can't just get all the roses.
So will we sign up for this?
I mean, hey, I guess we just have a verbal agreement. I'm not signing nothing on paper.
Okay.
All right. Cut.
I can't do this with you.
People, that was epic. Did you get the feeling? It felt like I was there. It was like almost like Spielberg directed this. I mean, come on, man. People, like this is... Wait, we're going to get some intro music soon, buddy. We're going to take it to the next level. Like, the topics are only getting crazy. People, listen. Submit topics. We'll act them out. You know what I'm saying? No matter what it is. And MJ, don't you send nothing crazy, because I know your disrespectful ass going to send some old weirdo shit. And then we're going to have to do it because, you know, we said we was. And just don't do me like that, MJ, man. Please don't, man. I mean, don't. I don't want no situation where the husband gets pegged, asks for a pegging. You know, nothing like that, man. Please don't, man. All right.
Well, I don't even know what that is, people.
Pegging? What do you think it is? If you think of a peg, what do you think of?
It's something going in somebody
else. Yeah, exactly. You know what it is.
I didn't want to know what it
was. Do you have a song of the week?
Yes. A very wonderful thing happened to me today.
Oh.
Couldn't
have been for me because I ain't seen y'all today, but go ahead.
Very wonderful. Secret admirer.
Mm.
Somebody called me and it was just like, you know,
somebody
I
want to
do
get
something
shot.
Special for you. And in the event that this person, you know, they described what they want to do for me, they were so thoughtful. It was just so heartfelt that I just was like, you know, I thought that the pandemic was getting us closer together. And just when I thought it couldn't get any better, you came and put a sparkle in my eye that I don't know. It might have been dim. Might have never existed.
Jesus. Well, I tell y'all, boy, hey, y'all, listen, man. Go ahead.
When I tell you, it melted my heart, and it just touched me in a way that I just never expected. And so, I gotta say that my song of the week, I want to dedicate to you. My co-host. Y'all got that part. My co-host. And the title of the song is So In Love by Jill Scott featuring Anthony Hamilton.
Okay. Got Jilly from Philly on here. Shout out to her. Well, my song of the week, man, had to let Pop Smoke go on this one, man. Snitches by Pop Smoke, Quavo, and Future. The only reason why I'm playing this because I listened to the Pop Smoke album this week, and this is my quick review. 50 Cent did too much, and it sounded like a 50 Cent album, not a Pop Smoke album, and I'm not impressed with it. Too many lovey-dovey songs, but I did like this song, Snitching, by Pop Smoke, Quavo, and Future. So this is the Frocast, episode 412. This is the music break. We'll be right back.
Look at my status. No, I'm not bragging. I'm not average. My bitch want a paddock. I bought her a whip and I told her stop nagging. Too much jewelry, my diamond is blasting. I bought it out back in. The club is packed in. Step in your city, we going in. Drop the top, let's blow the wind. Fuck the cops, we going big. Niggas out here hate the kid cause I'm running up what I'm supposed to do. Bitch, I'm a player. Nigga, we're trapping and checking the mail. Yeah, look at my legs. Designer my jacket, I'm handing out bills. Yeah, these niggas dead. Soon as I said they wanna go tell, yeah. The way that you play it, niggas out here be working with 12. Damn, snitching. Niggas be out here snitching, damn, snitching. Niggas be out here snitching,
snitching.
Snitching. Niggas be out here snitching, damn, snitching. Niggas be out here snitching, damn.
They working, they clocking, they watching. No stopping, no option. We ballin', we poppin', we gone. Let's go, get money, get more. The show, I got it, and it's playing it more on the boat. Nigga, we came from the bottom. Yes, it's time for the bosses to toast. Me and the dog got colors. We putting diamonds on top of the chokers. Fuck nigga coming in the lane. Shit, we dropping them all like a floater. I ain't gon' mention his name, but if he do us like that, then it's over. Damn, snitches. Niggas be out here snitching, Damn, snitches. Niggas be out here snitching, Snitching, snitches. Niggas be out here snitching, Damn.
Smoke lush, said I pull up a memory, got Nina's attached. Walk in the building, I shake up the room. Fuck on your lady, no feelings attached. Bitch, don't talk out your mouth, cause she holding the broom. Yeah, yeah, walk in, then walk about it. It's never a day I don't walk without it. Shoot a nigga, never talk about it. Cause these niggas be brats. I had to shoot it in class. I had them Ninas attached. Fucking Rusty, I had them as badge. If Quavo tell me get him, then I'ma do the dash.
I'ma do the dash.
Yeah. Dash. I take off like a rocket.
Damn, snitches. Niggas be out here snitching, Damn, snitches. Niggas be out here snitching,
Snitching,
snitches. Niggas be out here snitching, Damn. Niggas be out here snitching.
Bobby Brown, Bobby Brown. Pick a town like a damn. Chrome hearts. This is love, my style. Look at how my wrist glow, 250 just on the watch. Also on the block, I was serving vanilla. I called a wave and some mace and Margiela. Part of my water, but red up and down. Tell him McCartney, you came with a belt.
Taking off just like a rocket, got racks in my pocket. I'm having my way with these hoes. Charlie in love with my diamonds, she love how they twinkle. She love how they kiss and they glow. Four up a four like a mouth on the snow. One in the head, 99 more to go. Winning and winning, pull up like a goat. Tripping on spill, let you chill on the floor. Came from the gutter, this one from the broke.
I'm evil, couldn't even these niggas some divas. I'm really having more hits than the Beatles. I was out trapping with keys like Alicia. I be finessing, my plug got a cheaper. Bought some new killers, I bought some new choppers. I'm on the block with the devil, I hang with the robbers. Any hood they go, they treat me like God. Switch up the fuck for the visual. Just so you know that I'm spiritual. All of my money identical. Blue faces keep it 100. They when they woo shit, niggas gon' shoot shit. You ain't no woo, nigga. You ain't gon' do shit.
Damn, snitches. Niggas be out here snitching, Damn, snitches. Niggas be out here snitching,
Snitching,
snitches. Niggas be out here snitching, Damn, niggas be out here snitching.
I love your mannerisms. feel like a breath of fresh air. I feel like I can fly.
Man, we back from the music break. Like I said, if you listen on YouTube, you don't get the music because copyright reasons. So you have to listen to the show again on a DSP where we can get off and don't have to worry about copyrights. But you know how it go. Got a question from the nation. This question from the nation was submitted by somebody everybody knows and loves in the Fro Nation, and it goes a little something like this: what is a misconception you had as a child, now that you know better? So, what are some of your misconceptions?
One thing that I always thought was that maggots were rice that came to life.
Okay.
And I really did. Like, for whatever reason, I always completely, like, you know, like, as a child now, as a small person, I just really, like, always thought that that's what it was. And then I guess probably middle schoolish or something. I realized that that's not what that was. I mean, not that I played with them or nothing like that.
Oh, don't tell on yourself. God damn. What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
This motherfucker played with maggots, bro.
I did not. I said not. Yes, like, did. I played
you
with
played
them
with
or
fucking
anything.
Maggots, man.
I just thought it was rice. And I was like, well, if you leave the rice there long enough and get in the sun and get hot, and then they come to life. Like, you know, something like that.
So you didn't
I
know they were
seen.
Flies?
No.
You did not know flies lay eggs that turn to maggots?
Maggots, yeah, no.
Oh, my
God. I mean, I didn't know that until I probably was, like, in middle school.
Oh, man. Wow. One of my misconceptions was, I thought, like, when on shower commercials and stuff on TV, that if you get closer to the TV and look down, you could see their titties and stuff, but it never really...
So you were a pervert. Oh,
I was a young boy. Like, what are you
that's
talking
nasty,
about?
But... I mean, like, why the TV? Like, you really thought that that was going to happen? You couldn't smell no damn food when the commercial was on.
But I just thought if you get close to the TV and look down, that you could see the rest of her body, but it you never could because that's the way they cut it, and, you know.
So, yeah, I know.
Any more misconceptions you had?
I'm trying to think. I know that was, like, my number one thing was that I thought maggots were rice that came to life.
Some old lady told me when I was younger that boys used to have periods, but the Lord took them away from them because they ain't had nowhere to hide it. So I used to think that was true. Like, you know, boys used to have periods? Like, that makes no fucking sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? The lady told us this shit, like, man, yeah.
Where y'all was at?
This one, I was probably about 12, 13 years old. I was in middle school. She told me that, and I really believed it because, you know,
she
was older. Yeah, like, why would she lie to me? Why would she say that ridiculous shit?
Yeah, my kids were upset.
Another misconception.
Our kids were upset.
Santa Claus. Recently. I believed in Santa Claus until...
Well, I
was late.
Claus,
I was late in the game. Like,
I was too.
I was like fourth grade, man. The girl named Lindawi Davis, she clearly told me, like, listen, bro, ain't no Santa Claus. Listen, man. And I was just like, you fucking liar. Stop fucking lying. But she was telling me the truth, and I couldn't break my mama's heart to let her know I ain't believe in Santa Claus anymore. Because I was just like, I was at least 9,
I probably
10.
Was older than that. I don't know. But.
Believing in Santa Claus.
But my thing is... What'd
you say about our kids' misconception? What was that? I ain't going to let you slide with that. I hurt kids. What's going on?
Our kids brought it to my attention. Now, first of all, I'm trying to give the nigga his important documents because he's now... trying to go and apply for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So he needed his social security number. So I told him where to get the card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you didn't have to plunder nowhere. I told you exactly how to go into this organizer. Mistake. You go and reach into the Velcro part, not the zipper part.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I hid all their teeth. So this nigga comes out the room telling his sister, mama always talking about lying, but she done lied to us our whole life. And he got the bag of teeth in his hand. Mm. And so the girl looking like she blow cause.
Like what? Like the I'm like, like was it like kids?
Like nigga, you 14.
Yeah, we have to lie to y'all for y'all imagination as a kid, bro. Yeah. We can't just sit there and
have that childlike.
Yeah, like that's part of being a child. One day you're gonna do it to your kids. You're not gonna sit there and tell your kids the truth. You're not gonna be one of them killjoy parents to tell your kids the truth. Like
there's no Santa Claus. There's no
Easter Bunny. No this. No that. Like no there's kids. No tooth fairy. Let kids be kids, bro. Like
that's the magic of being a child. Yes. Like the hope, the joy, the you know what I'm saying. Those things that come and your parents know that they're giving it to you, but hell, you should be some kind of excited. Cause the kids knew a long time ago that there was no Santa Claus. You know, kids talking. But then the thing was, I told them one day, I said, well, if you don't believe in Santa Claus, you can't get shit. Oh, so if nothing else, you finna put on the show that you believe in Santa Claus. Oh, y'all want to make cookies and shit now? Okay, yeah, let's bake them. Me and your daddy gonna sit here and eat them. But the point is, hey, y'all gonna bake these cookies and we gonna say we got something for Santa Claus. Mm. Because, for one, you just not finna get my shit. And, if you okay with saying that Santa Claus brought it, that's fine.
I remember one year, my mama, we had a Christmas party and everything. You know, when I went to bed, you know, it was people in the house. It was, you know, it was a Christmas party. Woke up that morning, Christmas morning, got my stuff, bicycle, all that stuff. I was like, wow, Santa Claus cleaned up and everything. I was just like, man, like I you couldn't tell me Santa Claus wasn't the shit. But I was like, this dude is great, man. Because, hey, look, I don't know how my mama did it. I don't know how she hid all that shit she used to hide from us because we were four of us. So for you to hide four bikes from us, for you to do all this shit, like, what the fuck? Like, how the fuck did you make this shit happen, bro? Like, that shit used to be magical. So, yeah, I used to be crazy about Santa Claus. Yeah. I'd be like,
And I know I probably was in the sixth grade.
God damn.
I'm not even going to lie to you because the stuff that my mama did, my mama still was wrapping our gifts, was...
Oh, now we didn't get to wrap. It was like...
Putting out our stuff. I mean, like, it was some stuff that she would leave, like, just leave out. And it was some stuff, like, I guess, toys-like stuff that would get wrapped. And so, we already knew. Like, my stuff was going to be in this area. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's five of us. So, everybody had the spot in the game room where your stuff was going to be at. And so, you know what I'm saying? So, you get all excited. And then we used to take turns. So, one year, we sleep in one person's room. The next year, just rotate. So, whoever wake up the first out of five of us, it's your job to wake everybody up so we can all go in the game room together. I mean, it's just the things like that. To be as old as we are. That just brings joy to my mind because those are memories that I got. Mm. And so to me, I just feel like those are some of the things that make you a regular person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not to say that you have something wrong with you if you didn't celebrate nothing, but come on, like, you gotta have some joy to pull from when you get old and shit don't be fun no more.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, give the kids something.
Yeah. So those are some misconceptions we had.
Misconceptions that turned into
good memories. Joys and things. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
But yeah, he was hot, and that happened this summer. That's what the hell Corona did for me.
No, you did it to yourself by sending him in there.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'll take the blame for it.
Yes. Well, it's that time, HBCU confession time. People, we get these from the HBCU Confessional Twitter. Every week I scour the Twitter to find one that catches my eye, and I come back here to bring it and read it a Queen Germ. This week, this one goes a little something like this. I've been with my boyfriend for almost a year, but I've been fucking his dad on the low since I met him. I think I'm pregnant. What should I do? I'm scared of an abortion. Zula, that's Xavier University in Louisiana. Well, what should she do? If she's scared of abortion, I mean, there's only one thing you can do.
I mean, shit, the DNA gonna show it. Shit, you can give it to whichever one you want to have it. If it's the daddy, if your boyfriend and his daddy, shit.
They gonna have different DNA.
They gonna have different DNA, but I'm saying, but how the child gonna look? Chances are, it'll look like it belonged to either one of them.
If that motherfucker come out looking old as fuck, you know it's the daddy, baby.
Yeah, but it's probably a young daddy these days.
This nigga like 37, knocking his son girl down.
And that's what you call disgusting. It's passed by disgusting from the thing you was talking about earlier with a boyfriend, the homeboy was messing around with the man wife.
Mm.
You my daddy. Like, you's lower than low. Mm. It ain't no way in the world my daddy got no business having sex with somebody that my brother having sex with. No way. That's just nasty.
What you mean? It's the son.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. My brother and my daddy.
Oh, well, yeah,
sharing somebody. That's just, I'm like, who does that?
Well, I mean, I think the older ones can do it.
The older
ones? Yeah. Big Aim and Lil Aim.
No.
I'm saying they close in age, you know what I'm saying? Aim get
30 a, years?
If Aim is getting one about 50, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Okay, we done.
She don't want to hear about that. She don't want to talk about daddy sliding some cheeks on society.
No. I'm saying, just theoretically, you going to go on and put the people name and ages and all that shit in the know. That's no. No. All I'm saying is the shit is nasty because you know too well who this person is.
Yeah.
If I'm your parent, there's no reason why. That's just like me doing that to our child. Yeah. Like, what kind of person are you?
Hey, man. They out there these days.
It ain't that much of doing it in the world.
Like I said, people, these come from the HBCU Confessional Twitter. Go check them out.
So what you got?
I mean, that's ridiculous. Like, no way. No way possible. Like I said, you only have one option, but look, sweetheart, have that damn baby. Live your life. I mean, you're going to have to tell somebody the truth, you know what I'm saying, eventually. You know what I'm saying? So, you might as well be honest.
I mean, obviously, she ain't been honest this whole time. You messing around with a man
the
and
his
daddy.
The whole time. Like, so, you must have been messing with daddy first. And you fell in love with the son.
And you couldn't have because you didn't stop having sex with the daddy. Because you wouldn't have been confused.
Mm.
Somebody would have had to get cut off at some point.
Yeah. Can't cut off one without cutting out the other.
No, you could have cut off one. But the point is, you should have just figured that out before you got pregnant. That's the problem. Mm. You don't let yourself get pregnant. How you with both of them and you going raw?
Hey, man. Nobody uses condoms anymore. Like, what are you talking about? Like, nobody's using condoms. Like,
did the stock going down?
Hell yeah. People don't want that. People want the real deal. The Holyfield. They want it.
Do they?
Yes.
That's how you roll?
They want that sushi.
That's how you roll?
I mean, heck. Well, I mean, now, yeah. Before, but, no. I come from the AIDS era. You know what I'm saying? So we knew about strapping up. We from the AIDS era. These new niggas, now that they told them you can have sex with people with HIV and AIDS and not worry about it and this and that, you can have blockers. And what I need a condom for? I can get a Plan B tomorrow. I can take some blockers. All this, like, I'm good. Like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what you think.
The fear ain't with these new niggas like the fear was instilled in us. Like, they scared us to death with STDs. Like, that kept me from having sex the most because I was scared to get an STD. Like, crabs, oh, my God. Like, that was just, like, no way. So
when they showed y'all them boils on that thing?
Man, just the...
all kind of lesions and...
Dick looked like a star crunch. And you just in there like, what the fuck? That's what herpes do to your dick? That's what the burning sensation of Nick. I mean, man, boy, Lord have mercy, boy. But yeah, so yeah. Keep it 100 time. Do you have a keep it 100, Queen Jer?
Yeah, my keep it 100 is, you know, it has to do with y'all in this little black blackout day,
which is today, July 7th, 2020.
Yeah, the day we're recording the show.
Yeah.
Number one. Some of y'all niggas just ain't never gonna do right.
Mm.
100.
The people tell y'all not to go to the store. Y'all still wanna fucking go to the store.
I went to the store today. I couldn't help it. I had to play the lottery.
Your number didn't come out.
I still got the evening.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
It almost did. 501 came out.
And then my other keeping 100 would have to be on the same lines. But was Jordan really scared that the people weren't gonna buy them damn shoes today?
100.
Hell yeah. He didn't want them to make that moral decision.
So he didn't want to show the world that niggas can't keep these shoes.
Exactly. He was like, man, I know these niggas gonna buy these shoes. I put them out today.
And then he don't want to be the bad guy because they gonna say, well, Jordan, you knew what we were trying to do. You didn't even have to.
He already had that date. He already had that date, I believe.
Yeah, but I'm saying he pushed it back though.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to make sure that the people went ahead and bought the shoes, and then they might feel some type of way that he had respect for their day.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you didn't.
I'm gonna go buy your shoes now, just because you did that.
That's what somebody. Yeah, that's what somebody might think. But in reality, you know that the shit was just some bullshit. So I'm like, I don't know. Was he scared that he wasn't gonna get the sales, or was he scared that the niggas wasn't gonna do right, and so we looked like
Right, look, all he had to do was drop a shoe to see if they was going to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, see if they were really going to do it. And they went and bought them damn shoes.
Yeah, so he took the bait away just so y'all ain't have to hang yourselves and look stupid.
That's what it was.
Because it's going to be a whole bunch. Them shoes are going to sell out. They came out today.
Yeah.
Regardless. And why would he drop a shoe on a fucking Tuesday?
As long as I've been buying them, it ain't been coming out like that. Yeah, so
like
I'm
like a Friday.
Oh, Saturday. Mostly Saturday.
Yeah, mostly Saturdays. Yeah,
so that's why I'm just like, I don't understand what the Tuesday was all about.
What shoe was it, if you don't mind asking? You know what they were?
It's like a purple, teal, and black shoe.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, my Keep It 100 goes a little something like this. Parents today, they let the kids know too much.
100.
And what I mean by that is that when we were younger, we didn't know how the fucking sausage was made. We just know there was sausage on the table. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know the lengths of what our parents had to do or things our parents did. You know, so we didn't know that shit. Like, it was like our parents kind of like hid that from us. Not these parents today. I seen a post on Facebook the other day. Somebody said, I have sex with my kids. I be loud moaning and everything. They know what's up. And I'm in my head thinking like, what the fuck? Like, that ain't responsible. Like, some parents say, I have sex with the door open. What? Like, you ain't got respect for your kids? You telling your kids that you had to turn tricks to make shit happen? Like, listen, a lot of us parents probably had to do that. If you came from a single household, your parent probably had to do something strange to make some shit happen. You didn't know that, though. You didn't know. You know what I'm saying? You don't know if your mama flirted with somebody at the fast food place to get free food to bring home to you. You ain't know that shit. But today, these women loud and proud. You right. I suck dick for da-da-da-da. They just... And I just feel like parents, y'all being too open with your kids. Oh, that's Instagram. Be easy, Instagram. I bet you. Look, be easy. Nappy Afro. Thank you, be easy. The gift that keeps on giving. But anyway, y'all parents, y'all too open with your kids. Don't tell kids everything.
I mean,
you can tell them, look, I work hard to do this, but you ain't got to tell them that you work hard on your back or...
That's not necessary.
Or you son, you don't know, boy, I have to sell a lot of dope to do this. Now, you know, you ain't got to tell them how you do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? These kids, like, it's just... I think we're just... These kids today are too open.
I mean, and I guess to a certain extent, kids ask too many questions, too.
That's been going on for all of history.
Yeah, but the thing is, some people have made crucial mistakes in their life because their parents were not willing to give them information.
Son, I used to smoke crack. I know. I done sucked dick for crack before. You can't pull that shit on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you don't need to say that.
You don't. But what I'm saying
is... Girl, I know what you're doing. Your mama used to fuck all kind of niggas. So I don't even know. Girl, I used to fuck from here all the way to Gadsden County. You think I don't know? Like, you don't have to tell your kids that shit, bro.
I know. That's not what they need. But what I'm saying is, sometimes you got to give a little bit more than what our parents gave us. Because I tell people all the time, my sex story, my sex talk, my birds and the bees... My mama set me and my sisters around the table and just said, fornicators burn in a lake of fire. The end. We really didn't even know what fornicators was. So we just had to put it together. But the lady said, that's what happens to you. Don't suck. Don't put your mouth on nobody's penis. That's all she said. And she left it alone.
She was setting y'all up for failure.
It's like, if that's all I got, then, you know, that you got to deal with that. But it's like you got to be able to tell kids enough stuff to calm down the curiosity, because that curiosity will mess you up.
Yeah, yeah.
You be hunting to find out, what is it that they're telling me not to do, blah, 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 blah. So, you know what I'm saying? You want to tell the kids enough for them to appreciate the shit you're doing. Now, my thing is, when you got them parents who, with that same mentality, they got that killjoy spirit. So they going to come in, they going to let the child know very early on, I ain't giving no white Santa Claus, or I ain't giving so-and-so-and-so the praise for when I go out here and work hard, I might be stealing the shit or whatever I'm doing. So I'm going to tell my child this here come from me because I don't want you to say, you know what I'm saying, think the shit done come from out the sky. Yep. So then when you don't get what you want, you mad with some person that ain't there. So you know what I'm saying, people feel all kind of ways about the things, but... I just think it's you got to know how to toe the line. It's a balancing act. You got to be able to tell just enough, and then at the same time, you got to withhold some information because there's some stuff they got to figure it out as they get to be grown. Because you take away all the mystery, you know what I'm saying? You might have a child out here doing all kinds of shit. They think it was cool because, oh, yeah, my mama said she did, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Now you one up in mama.
My daddy can't tell me not to sell dope when he used to be a trapper. Shit. How exactly. My mama would tell me not to strip? And I know I see, used to see her them high heels. She,
exactly.
You a hypocrite.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah, because I know one day I'm going to have to face the fire. And I'm gonna let them know. And I'm going to let them know. I'm going to say, hey, man, I told y'all a long time ago, wait till you grown to do this shit. Don't be trying to do it when you're young. Because if I catch it, it's on.
I
ain't going to do the old school thing. We going to sit here and smoke to you. No, nigga. What if the nigga outsmoked me? Nigga be sitting here like, oh, nigga, you ain't done. I be sitting here like, this nigga, goddamn. What the fuck?
Yeah, he got your lungs.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly. Exactly. The new and improved 2.0. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Up in this motherfucker.
Yeah, young, pink lungs, fresh lungs.
I'm trying to tell you. Because I don't know. I don't know if he getting curious about it or what, but.
Winner and loser time.
Yeah, you want to move on from that?
You got any winners?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say my winner today is going to be Novavax.
Winner.
This company is
Novavax. Hey, shout out to them. I own a couple of some of that stock.
I'm glad you do because it's going up 41%.
It jumped up big today.
Yep, it surely did. Because this is the highest it done increased since 2016.
Why did it increase?
Because they have received $1.6 billion. On this COVID-19 vaccine that they're working on. It's a front runner.
It's one of the front runners.
Yeah, let's say it's one of the front runners.
You got Moderna. You got a lot of companies out there.
Yeah, it's like eight of them. But they up there. They looking pretty good. So they got some good money on it. And they might be able to do enough human clinical trials and stuff like that so they can see if their thing really worked for real or not. Mm. But I'm still not taking none of that shit.
Oh, man. My winner is Pat Mahomes.
Winner.
Pat Mahomes signed one of the largest, the largest sports contract in history. Like 10 years, $503 million deal to play quarterback in the NFL.
That ain't having no season.
It's an extension. So he's still under contract for 2 years anyway. But he's going to be the franchise quarterback in fucking Kansas City until he's like 37 years old. You're my winner because A, the contract, and B, your girlfriend, Miss Plain Jane, she better be careful because we all saw what happened to Russell Wilson when he was broke. He had that plain white girl. Then all of a sudden he signed that big deal and he bounced up with a sister. And Pat Mahomes, you got that plain Jane looking white girl. Now you signed his money. You better do the right thing and get you a sister, Pat Mahomes. You're my winner because you get that. You'll be my other winner once you dump that white girl and get you a sister.
Oh, my.
Upgrade yourself, Pat Mahomes. She too basic, bro. You ain't even got a live white girl. You got old plain. Like, you can tell y'all been together since high school. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's time to go. It's over, y'all. It's a wrap.
Y'all done grew apart.
Yeah. Like, you need to get some real cooking. Maybe you want to eat ketchup on all your goddamn food because you ain't getting no square meals, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, now you got all this money. Ah, man. Oof. And my other winner is Joey Chestnut.
Winner.
Joey Chestnut, you my winner because you ate 75 glizzies, as the young kids say, on fucking, you know, the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Contest. They had it indoors this time. They had the social distancing, and he ate 75 glizzies. You know what I'm saying? That word glizzy made me laugh this week. I seen a lot of talk. Niggas call hot dog glizzies. I didn't know that.
That sounds very nasty to me.
Yeah, yeah. So, losers, you got any losers?
Yeah, my loser of the day is going to be the Massachusetts Governor, Charlie Baker.
Loser.
He has signed a bill this past Monday, so yesterday, allowing all of his registered voters in that state to mail in ballots for the presidential election.
Hey, that fix is in.
Exactly. That's
Kanye gonna win for real. Because Kanye gonna win Massachusetts already.
This is 100%
yes
voter fraud. Because yes, ain't no way in the world you gonna tell me if everybody
Kanye
mailing in votes. Y'all don't know what the fuck them things
Kanye
is.
Kanye will win Massachusetts. That's one state Kanye didn't win.
I'm sure that Charlie Baker is not a Kanye fan.
Hey.
So if anybody gonna get that, it's probably gonna be Donald Trump.
It's the nigga that's checking the ballots. Is he gonna be a Kanye fan? And he gonna be like, oh, shit, that one for Kanye. Shredded, one for Kanye. Shredded, one for Kanye. Yes, my loser is DJ Academics.
Loser.
I got two losers this week. DJ Academics, you my loser. You went on your little drunk rant where you talked about Chrissy Teigen and you got suspended from a couple shows and they banned you on Twitch. You couldn't go live on Twitch. So you got drunk, running your mouth, and the shit fucking backfired on you. I mean, this shit was comical to me, you know what I'm saying, just to see you go off and Freddie Gibbs fucking murdered your ass, you know what I'm saying. But so you my loser for that. You know, everybody talking shit because they was like, wow, they only banned it. Like, he been talking wild shit about black women forever, but he say one thing about Chrissy Teigen and he get in trouble. So that was kind of, you know, they was like, yo, that the timing of that was kind of funny. So, you know, that. And my other loser is Joey Chestnut.
Loser.
Joey Chestnut, you're my loser because you ate 75 fucking hot dogs on fucking July 4th. Joey Chestnut is slowly killing himself. The video of him, the picture still of him at the end of that video, he looks like he was dead.
Yeah, he was sick.
Like, that motherfucker ate 75 hot dogs in like 10 minutes. That shit is fucking disgusting. And he was just sitting there just stuffing like 3 or 4 fucking hot dogs in his mouth at a time. And Queen Jern's playing a video while I'm doing my fucking losers. Like, that is just ridiculous. But Joey Chestnut, you're my loser because you eating all this goddamn food. You're killing yourself for our entertainment. And we're just sitting back watching, man. This shit is fucking sad, bro. Oh, man.
My apologies, baby.
No problem, man. I'm getting used to it. You're just so
disrespectful.
No, not disrespectful. You're just so defiant.
Oh yeah.
You're just so defiant. Hint, hint. Well, it's time to show Queen Jerm. Do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do.
This is the part where BZ turned the levels down because Queen Jerm gets super loud. But go ahead.
So you got me now?
Go ahead.
I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Poach, and anybody and everybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga. Don't do it, because you ain't got this.
Nah, I'm not even gonna do it.
That's my shit.
She done remixed it. Anybody and everybody represent, like, bruh, just
that's
say
right. That's right.
Just say
you can't
shit.
Be mad because your shit ain't live as mine.
I got what you mean.
Your shit ain't live as mine.
What, my shout outs or my intro?
Anything.
My AKAs is the livest. It's the livest.
It's not.
Yo, okay, it's whatever. Not. That ain't what they say in the comments.
Hey, yeah. I don't read the comments, so I don't give a
exactly.
Fuck.
You need to.
No, I don't.
Yes. Anyway, my shout outs go a little something like this, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, J Will, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch. I probably already said them names, but it don't matter. Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Chuck the Gambler, Rock Jones, shit, man. Man, shout out to Rock Jones, man. He be getting people to buy shirts and shit, man. And shout out to somebody who bought 7 shirts in one trip last week.
Okay.
We sold like a lot of shirts this past week. So shout out to them, man. The shirts is going, man. Well, shout out to anybody over that site that fuck with a kid, man. Shout out to 12 Cal, the 12 Cal Podcast. Shout out to Dr. Brace, everybody, Dr. Brace Network. Dr. Cam, the light-skinned assassin, the disrespectful motherfucking MJ, K-Law, the truck driver, and of course, Dr. Abrasive. Shout out to all the podcasts that fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all. Man. Anybody else that fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. If I miss your name, man, Blame Queen. Oh, shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. You know what I'm saying? Can't forget them. And anybody else, man. If I forget, Blame Queen Germ. Don't blame me.
Yeah, because
it's her fault. Yeah. Well, another show in the books. Guess you got to rate your show. What you giving your show today?
A 9.16.
I'm going to give it a 702. 702.
702?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look that up.
Okay.
Put that in your phone. 702. That's what I'm giving the show today. Like always, y'all, don't forget to like, comment, Frocast, man. Don't forget about a voicemail where you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. Don't forget about the Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. Get shouted out on the show. Get all kind of behind-the-scenes content and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget to give us a good rating. Man, as always,
it's your girl, Queen Jerm. Oh, You were supposed to say your name first.
Yeah, see, you messing up. I'm first on the docket. My name is in big letters. Your name is in little letters. You understand that?
It can't be.
I'm the main event.
It can't be.
You're the pre-fight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. I'm the pork chop. You're the mac and cheese.
I think.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm the turkey.
You're the dressing. You see what I'm saying?
No.
You get it. I'm the lobster. Don't. You're the lemon. You know what I mean?
That's like, really bad. Because in that regard, I'm 89 cents and you are probably...
Depends on the day and where we from.
$13.99 a pound.
How the market go? Yes, sir.
That's not okay.
Okay, but this your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast episode 412. We out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com